President Bush sends his $1.6 trillion tax cut package to Congress this week. The move follows a week filled with economic news, much of it bad. Daimler Chrysler announced layoffs of 26,000 workers. Several other companies, including GM, Lucent Technologies, WorldCom, AOL, Time Warner, and Amazon.com, announced plans to lay off thousands more. Overall, the month of January saw the U.S. unemployment rate rise to 4.2%, the highest in more than a year. Mark Zandi is chief economist at Economy.com, a Pennsylvania-based consulting firm which tracks both traditional businesses and e-commerce, and he joins us. Hi, Mark.
Hi, it's good to be with you.
It's good to have you. Give us your perspective on these numbers. I mean, we've had 10 years of economic expansion. What are we seeing here? Is this kind of a short-term shakeout or a real sign of trouble?
Well, I think it is a short-term shakeout. The economy certainly is weak. Recession risks are certainly as high as they've been since the last recession 10 years ago. But I think with a bit of luck, some aggressive monetary easing by the Fed, we'll be able to make our way through, and the expansion will enjoy its official 10th birthday in March, and it's the 11th birthday a year from now.
But what about these layoffs? I mean, are things going to get worse before they get better?
Well, in the case of layoffs, yeah, I think so. Many businesses are taking this opportunity to not only respond to the weakening in the economy, the weakening in the demand for their goods and services, but they're using this as an opportunity to restructure. Business has been very good for very long. Businesses have invested in lots of different ideas, some of which are very good ideas, some of which aren't so good. And businesses really have had an opportunity to shed themselves of the bad ideas, and they're now doing that.
So what industries do you think are vulnerable right now to this kind of restructuring?
Well, the most vulnerable at the moment is manufacturing. Manufacturing is in deep recession. Vehicle parts, chemicals, building materials, textiles, apparel, steel. These are all industries that are suffering very severe contractions. And that's where most of the layoffs have occurred. It's broadened a bit more recently. Some of the tech companies have begun to lay off as well. And I do think we will see layoffs in financial services, investment banks, mutual funds, commercial banks will be laying off in coming weeks. And in retailing, there's been some layoffs in retail. JCPenney, Bradley's, Montgomery Ward's, the last two have actually gone out of business. But I think there's more of a shakeout to occur in that industry as well. So my guess is we're probably halfway through this process.
What about that drop in interest rates that the Federal Reserve did this past week, a half point? Do you think that will help raise the confidence of consumers?
Yes, it should. This was the second very significant move by the Fed. They cut interest rates a half point at the beginning of January and again at the end of January. It's had some positive effects. The stock market has stabilized, and the bond market has improved considerably, and that's been very, very positive.
What effect is this having on consumers?
Well, it's tough, and that's the main effect on the broader economy. In fact, the layoffs themselves, by themselves, don't mean a whole lot from a broad economic perspective, but it means a lot on the collective psyche of all of us. I mean, we see these folks losing their jobs, and we know how painful that is, and perhaps even more importantly, we then begin to question our own job tenures and whether we're going to be able to hold on to our jobs in coming weeks. And if we do, are we going to be able to get that pay increase that we thought we were going to get or that bonus? So it weighs very heavily on our confidence. And that's what's most worrisome. Confidence clearly has deflated. When you get right down to it, you know, we all have these nice mathematical models and we think we've constructed these wonderful institutions. And, you know, we have. But when you get right down to it, it boils down to how we feel. And if we don't feel good, the whole thing comes unraveled. And if we feel great, we're off to the races. So it's those animal spirits. And that's something you can never model. And that's why it's so difficult to gauge just where the economy's headed.
Mark Zandi is chief economist at Economy.com. He joined us from member station WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Oh, it was a pleasure.